From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Crude oil prices fell sharply today for the second day in a row. The cost of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. benchmark, has fallen $4 since Tuesday. One reason is that the world oil market may be in for a price war between OPEC and Russia, which now produces about the same amount of oil per day as Saudi Arabia. NPR's John Itzty reports.
The two sides have been sparring over the past couple of weeks as OPEC has tried to organize a cut in worldwide oil production to boost prices, which have been falling because the current global economic slowdown has reduced the demand for oil. OPEC suggested that Russia, which is not an OPEC member, do its part by cutting production by 300,000 barrels per day. But Russian producers refused. That infuriated OPEC, says Robert Ebell, an energy expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
So OPEC has thrown down the gauntlet in a way and said, okay, we're not going to cut if you and other non-OPEC producers don't cut as well. That'll get us into a price war, and it's a war that you cannot win.
OPEC members said yesterday they would not go ahead with a proposed 1.5 million barrel a day cut in production. And today the Kuwaiti oil minister predicted the price of oil could fall to $10 a barrel. Vahan Zinoyan, president of Petroleum Finance, says OPEC is in a strong position to win a price war with Russia.
Given the fact that they spent about 2.5 years of high oil prices and they replenished a lot of their financial resources, reserves, and they paid off some of their debt and so on, OPEC countries right now feel in a relatively strong position.
That may be true, says Robert Ebell, but Russia is not as dependent on oil revenues as many OPEC countries, including the cartel's biggest producer, Saudi Arabia, whose economy is almost totally dependent on petroleum.
It's important in Russia, but not quite as important as oil is to most of the OPEC member countries. So I'm not so sure of the validity of the OPEC statement when it says, look, it's a war that you cannot win. I think it's a bit of a hype, but it's something that I would expect OPEC to say.
Ebell says the Russians' motivation for continuing to produce, even in the face of falling worldwide demand, is simple: money.
The key players in Russia today are not the government, but the private oil companies. There are three or four major oil companies in Russia today, which provide the bulk of the production. And they've indicated they are not prepared to cut back on production and exports. They have some plans to increase production rather substantially in the coming years, and they don't want to deviate.
Philip Verleger, an independent energy consultant based in California, says Russia's government could intervene if it wished. It controls the export pipelines and could institute quotas to help support OPEC and oil prices. But Verleger says snubbing OPEC plays well into Russian President Putin's campaign to strengthen political and economic ties with the United States and Western Europe.
And one step he is taking is trying to demonstrate that Russia is a responsible economic partner, which means producing oil and other commodities at a competitive level and not responding to requests by cartels that might conspire to artificially elevate prices.
Verleger calculates that if oil were to fall to $15 per barrel for about 6 months, it could give a big boost to the U.S. economy and help reverse the current global economic downturn. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.